وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى ديس كامين tonight and this coming three nights we're going to have إن شاء الله تعالى a review together the منظومة the poem of شيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي the Nobel scholar called السير إلى الله منظومة السير إلى الله والدار الآخرة. السير إلى الله والدار الآخرة. The journey to Allah and the home of the hereafter. A journey to Allah والدار الآخرة and to the hereafter. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, Rahimahullah, is a famous scholar. And he had a lot of students. From them, and if he would have only him, would have been sufficient, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen, Rahimahullah, who even took over the Sheikh's kursi and continued teaching the class of the Sheikh, Rahimahumullah. The Sheikh died the Hijriya 1376. How many years from the death of the Sheikh? Now it's 1445. How many years? Who is good with the math? Yes. Barakallah, 69. It's not that long, 69. We are about to meet the Sheikh, Rahimahullah. But Alhamdulillah, we have the kitab, the book of the Sheikh. He is the author also, Tafsiru Karim al-Rahman fi Tafsiri Kalam al-Mannan. Tafsiru Karim al-Rahman fi Tafsiri Kalam al-Mannan. The Tafsir we have with the Fridays. He's the author of that Tafsir too. The Sheikh in this manzuma, he make this title, As-Sayru ila Allah wa Daru al-Akhirah, a journey to Allah and to the hereafter. So three things he mentioned. The first one is As-Sayr, which is an action. The second thing is to Allah, doing action for the sake of Allah. And the third thing is wa Daru al-Akhirah, doing the action which leads you to the Akhirah, to the hereafter, means to the Jannah, to the paradise, to the heaven. So the people who are upon the characteristics the Sheikh mentioned in this book are people who are heading to Jannah, to the paradise, because of these three things. Number one, As-Sayru. Number two, إلى الله. Number three, الدار الآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورًا. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ whoever desires آخِرَة. Whoever desires آخِرَة. He desires Jannah, paradise, heaven, home of peace, and enjoyment and happiness. Daru salam. Wallahu yad'u ila daru salam. Allah call to the home of peace. So the action is وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةُ whoever desires akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا means that's the action of akhirah. He does the action which is necessary to for akhirah. Means the action of Jannah, which is obedience. وهو مؤمن while he is a believer. While he is a believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورٌ. As for those, Allah Azza wa Jal will thank them, will reward them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people, their action will be appreciated. They will be appreciated. So, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ there is ikhlas. Whoever desires akhirah, means he wants akhirah, he wants Jannah, he doesn't want a worldly life. He doesn't want a praise from people. He's not showing off. He doesn't want a salary. He doesn't want any of worldly things. He wants his akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَا And he does the action of akhirah. The action of Jannah is what Allah legislated. Is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam called people to. Nothing else leads to Jannah. What leads to Jannah is the what is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with of Quran and Sunnah. Applying Quran and Sunnah, it will lead to Jannah. Wa huwa mu'min while he is a believer. So three conditions. First is ikhlas. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ He wants his akhirah, he wants his Jannah, paradise. So it's sincerity. Number two, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَةِ He does the action of akhirah, which is the action that Allah legislated. Here there is mutaba'ah, following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And third, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ While he's a believer. Those are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal will reward them with Jannah. إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. They will be rewarded with Jannah and they will also be thanked. Their action will be appreciated. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيه وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيه مشكورا. Therefore, anyone who doesn't do the action for the sake of Allah, he get nothing from Allah in the hereafter. And anyone who does it for the sake of Allah, but doesn't do it the way Allah legislated, he will not get anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that action. Because Allah only accepts subhanahu wa ta'ala what he legislated. And anyone who does it for the sake of Allah, and he does the action that Allah legislated, but he's not a Muslim, he's not a believer, he will get nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the hereafter. We know that the mushrikeen, there was a situation, they were doing what Allah legislated, and they were doing for the sake of Allah. As Allah said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ When they are on the ocean, when they are on the ship, and they go through a hardship, they pray to Allah. Single out Allah in the religion. They pray to Allah, they call Allah. They worship only Allah. So what they're doing is the action that Allah commanded the believers. فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ So the action is what Allah legislated. And at the moment, they're doing for the sake of Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ, sincere. But will they get anything from Allah in the hereafter due to that action? No. Because they were not believers. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنَ فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. By the way, how many of you don't have the poem but they wish to have it? Raise your hand. They wish to have it, they don't have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The young ones, I suggest if you are not following the class, you can voluntarily give to one of the brothers who really wants it, inshallah. That's if you like it. Barakallah. You get ajr. If you give your book to someone who you think he may benefit more, alhamdulillah, you get a reward. And whatever of good he benefits from that, you get the reward too. Dallu ala khayri kafa'ili. Al-muhim, about 13, 15 brothers. Maybe from sister's side. We didn't give the sister that much. We give only 15. بوكس. المهم طيب إن شاء الله you can get the, in case you can get the PDF, anyone who wants this can print it. المهم so about 15 raised their hand. With the 80 we already divided. Okay. طيب. So the Sheikh Rahimahullah, this is the meaning of the title. So the title consists of three things. Number one, what do we say? Asairu ila Allah, action, journey. You are on a journey, you're doing an action. And number two, ila Allah, ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah. And number three, ad-dar al-akhirah, the action of the hereafter, which is the action that Allah legislates. So the people who are upon these three characteristics, in summary, are people who go into Jannah. They are going to Jannah. Their action is the action of akhirah, and they do that for the sake of Allah, and they are Muslims, they are believers. Then the Sheikh, rahimahullah, he started with the poem, he said, سعد الذين تجنبوا سبل الردى وتيمموا لمنازل الرضوان فهم الذين أخلصوا في مشيهم متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان وهم الذين بنوا منازل سيرهم بين الرجاء والخوف للديان وهم الذين ملأ الإله قلوبهم بوداده ومحبة الرحمن وهم الذين أكثروا من ذكره في السر والإعلان والأحيان يتقربون إلى المليك بفعلهم طاعاته والترك للعصيان فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التقصير والنقصان صبروا النفوس على المكاره كلها شوقا إلى ما فيه من إحسان نزلوا بمنزلة الرضا فهم بها قد أصبحوا في جنة وأمان شكروا الذي أولى الخلائق فضله بالقلب والأقوال والأركان صاحبوا التوكل في جميع أمورهم مع بذل جهد في رضا الرحمن عبدوا الإله على اعتقاد حضوره فتبوأوا في منزل الإحسان نصحوا الخليقة في رضا محبوبهم بالعلم والإرشاد والإحسان قال المؤلف رحمه الله نصحوا الخليقة في رضا محبوبهم بالعلم والإرشاد والإحسان صحبوا الخلائق بالجسوم وإنما أرواحهم في منزل فوقان رعوا الحقائق والمشاهد كلها خوفا على الإيمان من نقصان عزفوا القلوب عن الشواغل كلها قد فرغوها من سوى الرحمن حركاتهم وهمومهم وعزومهم لله لا للخلق والشيطان نعم الرفيق لطالب السبل التي تفضي إلى الخيرات والإحسان. That's all. To go back, the Sheikh رحمه الله تعالى said, سعد الذين تجنبوا سبل الردى. سعد الذين تجنبوا سبل الردى. Delighted are those, succeeded are those that avoid the path of destruction. وَتَيَمَّمُوا لِمَنَازِلِ الرِّضْوَانِ and embark upon the stations of pleasure. The Sheikh said, سَعِدَ الَّذِينَ تَجَنَّبُوا سُبُلَ الرَّدَّى. This is the first characteristic of those people, people of Jannah. They are successful. Why? تَجَنَّبُوا سُبُلَ الرَّدَّى سُبُلَ الْهَلَاكِ طرق الهلاك. They avoid, they stay away from the path of destruction. There is a path of destruction. They avoid those طرق, those ways which leads to destruction, they avoid it. They stay away from it. And the path of destruction, if it's summarized, is three. طريق الكفر, the path to disbelief. طريق إلى الكفر, a path to disbelief. والطريق إلى البدعة, a path to innovations. والطريق إلى المعصية and a path to sinning. So these are three ways of destruction: disbelief, innovation, disobedience. Disbelief, whether it's Judaism, whether it is hypocrisy, atheism, Christianity, idol worshiping, name it. Any kind of disbelief is a path to destruction. Greatest path to destruction is kufr, is disbelief. So these people, they avoid kufr. They avoid disbelief and what leads to it. Also, they avoid al-bid'ah, the innovation. The newly invented matters in the religious, they avoid it. Also, they avoid the sin, the disobedience. They avoid tajannab, ibta'adu. For instance, Allah said in Quran, إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. Allah mentioned that idol worshiping and gambling and alcohol, intoxication, those things, the actions are actions of shaitan. Fajitani will avoid it. So avoid intoxicants. Avoid idol worshiping. Avoid gambling. It is an action of shaitan. It is shaitan who calls people to it. It's what shaitan likes. And Allah hates it. Therefore, avoid it. Leave it. Don't gamble. If you see people gambling, know they're doing the action of shaitan. They're pleasing shaitan. Shaitan is very happy with them. And they are displeasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So avoid. Likewise, drinking alcohol, intoxicants, drugs, avoid it. Likewise, avoid idol worshiping, which is the worst, wal'iyadu billah. So, fajtanibu, they avoid. You cannot avoid those three things: disbelief, innovation, and disobedience. Without avoiding it is people. You can't hang with the disbelievers and remain avoiding their disbelief. If it's not necessary, don't hang with them. Don't accompany them. Likewise, you cannot avoid innovation if you don't leave off the people of innovations. You cannot leave off sinning if you don't leave the people of sinning. Someone, you become a friend of someone who smokes, someone who drinks, someone who sells drugs, you supply this, and you'll be safe from it, it's not sure. So to avoid those people. Don't take them as a friend. Leave them alone. So these people, they avoid the paths of destruction. Allah said in Quran about the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Allah make you love the إيمان and He beautify it in your hearts. Allah make you love the faith, the ibadah, the worship, and He made it beautiful in your hearts. So ibadah to you is very beautiful. Looks you good. It looks to you very beautiful. وَكَرَّ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ. And Allah make you dislike and hate al-kufr, the disbelief. وَالْفُسُوقَ, the major sin. وَالْعِسْيَانَ, the minor sin. You hate all sin. Yeah, who human, you may fall into, but they hate it. Therefore, if they fell short, they turn in repentance to Allah right away. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُمُ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. When they fell into the trap of shaitan, they remember. They see it now. They turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are people to Jannah. On the other hand, the Sheikh said also, so they avoid the path of destruction. They avoid kufr, disbelief. They avoid innovations. They avoid disobedience, the sinning. وَتَيَمَّمُوا لِمَنَازِلِ الرِّضْوَانِ And they intend the positions of Ridwan, of Jannah. Meaning they do the wajibat, the mandatory act of worship, and they do the voluntary act of worship. So not only do they avoid the sin and the prohibitions, they also do the ibadah, the act of worship, which is either a mandatory or a voluntary. This is the characteristic of the people of Jannah. They avoid disobedience, prohibitions, and they fulfill the command and the voluntary act of worship. وَتَيَمَّمُوا مَالَا لِمَنَازِلْ الرِّضْوَانِ That's the summary of the first poem, first line of the poem. They avoid the path of destruction, and they do the ibadat, they do the wajibat, والنوافل, the mandatory act of worship, and they do also the sunan, the voluntary act of worship. That is what leads them to the Jannah, to Jannatul Firdaus. جعلني الله وإياكم منهم. Then the Shaykh said, فهم الذين أخلصوا في مشيهم متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان. They are the ones that are sincere in their path. They are sincere in their path. متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان and they implement the legislation of Iman. Here the Shaykh mentioned the two conditions of accepting one's action. The first is ikhlas, sincerity, doing action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is متشرعين بشرعة الإيمان is المتابعة, is following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are sincere in their actions. في مشيهم. They are honest. They are sincere. Meaning they do it for the sake of Allah. متشرعين and they take as a شريعة, as a legislation, as شرعة, بشرعة الإيمان, the شريعة of faith, of إيمان. Means the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And ikhlas and mutaba'a, nobody deviates from Islam, but because either he deviates in the ikhlas or in the mutaba'a. Either he doesn't have sincerity, ikhlas, or he doesn't have mutaba'ah following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody who mistake is one of two. Ikhlas, la ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. All act of worship is solely for Allah. Mutaba'ah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many ayat in the Quran and Sunnah showing the importance and the necessity of ikhlas and mutaba'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays. He mentioned some of his prophets, messengers, 18 in Surah Al-An'am, named them. Then Allah said, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ If they would have committed shirk, they wouldn't be sincere. They would have lost what they used to do. Allah said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَيْنَ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيْحَبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ What has been revealed to you and those before you, if you commit shirk, your action will be destroyed, ruined. No action. It's dismissed. It's disregarded. Don't expect anything from it. If shirk takes place. And shirk is two type, major shirk, which someone to worship other than Allah. Like calling the dead, calling Jailani, calling Jesus, calling Tijani. Calling so and so, calling the angels, praying to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking for the health, for the life to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the like. This takes someone away from Islam, wal-iyadu billah. And second one is minor shirk, which you do in the action for Allah in general, but a specific action you show off. You do in the action for Allah, but you show off. You pray salah for Allah, but within that also you show off. You recite Quran for Allah, but also you are showing off. So the shirk, the lack of sincerity destroy one's action. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the first people who will be burned in hellfire are those three: the alim, the scholar, the qari. He studied the religion of Allah, he taught the people, he conveyed to the people, but not for the sake of Allah. To be praised, to be said he's alim, he's a qari, to be given names. And another one, he spent what he has of wealth into the cause of Allah, not into the path of shaitan, to the cause of Allah, but wasn't sincere. He did that in order to be praised. He's very generous. Generous. That's what he wanted. And the third, the one who died in the battlefield, in the cause of Allah, but not for the sake of Allah. To be said, he's very brave. Very brave man. They are the first three people who go to hellfire. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Why? Their action is the best action. Studying the religion, teaching the people, earning halal source and spending to the cause of Allah, dying in the jihad fi sabilillah. But when it wasn't for the sake of Allah, they lost it. So ikhlas is necessary for any kind of action. It's the hardest thing. The ulama, they say, ma alajna shay'an ashad ala anfusina min niyatina. They didn't try to cure, to heal, struggle to fix something more harder than their intentions. Intentions is the hardest. It needs renewal. Naam. So, mutaba'a. The second thing which is necessary for the action to be accepted is mutaba'a. That was ikhlas. Mutaba'a, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No innovation Islam. This religion is complete. Allah sent down complete for His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just study that religion. Abide to it. Don't bring anything new. And anybody bring it, don't accept it from him. Many ayat in Quran, Sunnah, many ayat. From that, Allah said, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دون أولياء. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord, don't follow anything else. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Which surah? Surah Al-A'raf, Ahsant. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. What Allah revealed to us? What Allah reveal? Dreams, democracy, the majority of the people, where your community is, your school of thought, your group. What Allah reveal? Al-Quran wal-Hikmah. Al-Quran wal-Hikmah. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ والحكمة والذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتابة والحكمة. Allah send down those two. القرآن the حكمة the سنة the tradition the way of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام used to say on Friday as صحيح مسلم حديث جابر أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation is misguidance. Is misguidance. Someone comes, you know, there is good innovation. Let us shake the head. Let us dance in the masjid. It is for the sake of Allah. Let somebody commit suicide. Kill whoever around him. It's for the sake of Allah. He shouldn't lie to you. Where is the proof to dance in the masjid? Where is the proof to commit suicide and to kill everybody who's around you? Or even to kill your own self? Where is that? So Allah sent down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Quran wa sunnah. So every newly invented mara is misguidance. Kullu bid'atin dalala. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, iyyakum wa muhdathatul umur. Be aware of newly invented maras. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. For you need every محدثة newly invented tomorrow is innovation. وكل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation is misguidance. رواية النساء وهي ثابتة كل الضلالة في النار. Every misguidance is in hellfire. في صلى الله عليه وسلم في سأل قد تركتكم شيئين كما في صحيح البخاري ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا بعد كتاب الله والسنة. I left you with two things. As long you adhere to it, you will never go astray. The book of Allah and my way. He صلى الله عليه وسلم تعالى إني أتيت القرآن ومثله معه. Indeed, I was given the Quran and similar to it, which is the Sunnah. So to follow it. Therefore, the Sahaba used to say, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتوا. Follow and don't innovate. You have been sufficed. Salaf Salih used to say, عليك بآثار من سلف وإن رفضك الناس وإياك وآراء الرجال وإن زخرفوه لك بالقول. Hold fast to the narration of the Salaf. Even if the people reject you, be aware of ماذا? The opinion of man, even if they be revived. They are very eloquent. What's wrong with innovation? With this? Don't get close to it. Avoid it. So, the Sheikh, rahimahullah, he mentioned these two issues. Ikhlas, sincerity, doing things for the sake of Allah, the ibadah, and doing it according to the way of Messenger Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. The innovation is two types. One innovation, the ulama, they call البدعة الحقيقية, the real innovation. يعني clear innovation. And another one called بدعة الإضافية. Is بدعة, is innovation, إضافية, it's added to the religion. البدعة الحقيقية is the innovation that doesn't have base in the religion. No proof in the religion for that innovation. Like begging dead person. Somebody will die. Praying to has no base in the religion. No proof, one single proof showing somebody died, pray to him, ask him help, ask him intercession, you will never find Quran and Sunnah. So it doesn't have. Or dancing. Some people, they dance in the masajids. A big man, big sheikh with a big lihya, with a white khamis, is jumping, waving his hair, his lihya, back and forth. You never find that in the deen of Allah. You never find Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing those things. Let alone to be even as an act of worship. So this bid'ah, the same thing used in musical instrument. Using in musical instrument which in the club or in the church. That has no base in the religion. This bid'ah haqiqiyya. And the general Muslim know that this is not from the religion. They know something is wrong with the one who using that as a way of religion. But some people, because the fitrah, natural inclination is not there, their sound mind is not there, they think this is good. And only man jumping in the mirror of the masjid. If you get close to you, he may hit you. And with him. This is bid'ah of haqiqiyya. There is bid'ah idafiyya. This is widespread. And this is the confusing one to many people. It's an innovation that, in a way, there is a proof for it. There is a proof in Quran and Sunnah. And in another way, it doesn't have proof. So it consists of two things, two angles. One, there is a proof. On one side, there is no proof. For instance, Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, the day he born, Monday, he fasted. Some people today, the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, the 12th of the month, which can be Wednesday, it can be Thursday, it can be any other day, Saturday, they get together, they do certain activity, they say they are magnifying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are doing what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did for the day he born. So in a way, there is a proof that the Prophet ﷺ did some act of worship because it's the day he born. On the other way, what they do in it, their gatherings, was not done by the Prophet ﷺ. This is the confusing part. Likewise, some people, some imams, right after salah, after every mandatory prayer, the imam raises his hand. They make dua, jama'ah, musallin, they say, Ameen, Ameen. In a way, it has a proof. What is the proof? Making dua, making supplication, praying to Allah is in the religion. Even sometimes Prophet ﷺ used to do that collectively with his Sahaba. And there is authentic narration that dua is accepted after the salah. This has a proof. But doing that after the salah, collective dua, the imam making dua, the rest saying ameen, raise their hands, was never done by the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. So when you look in a way, dua is accepted. Muslims make dua collectively. After salah, dua is accepted. You say, this is right. What's wrong with it? But when you look where it is being placed, yes, Prophet Muhammad SAW said, he make dua. The Sahaba, they make ameen. But that was never been after the mandatory prayer. It was other situations. It was after mandatory prayer. So this is bid'ah al-idafiyyah. Bid'at al-idafiyyah. This is the confusing part with many people. They look that where it has a proof and they ignore where it doesn't have proof. Na'am. Someone say, Akhi, nothing is wrong with drinking alcohol. Well, how? He say, because it consists of water, originally mango, and name other things. Yes, Akhi, you're right. Water is halal, alhamdulillah. Mango is halal, alhamdulillah. Whatever else you added, milk, alhamdulillah, having a vessel out of metal, fire, making hot, all is alhamdulillah. But when you put together, something different come out. So yes, raising hands with dua is authentic. Muslim making dua together is authentic. Dua is being accepted after salah is authentic. But when you put those things together, and you put in after right after salah, you come up with something different. Al-bid'atu al-idafiyya. So to leave off both innovation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he make dhikr, make the same way he make dhikr. For instance, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to say la ilaha illallah a lot. A group of Muslims, they say la ilaha illallah. But how? Collectively. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do that. He didn't say with his sahaba, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Everyone say, it never happened. So now, in a way, is that it has a proof to say la ilaha illallah. But in another way, is innovation to say in that specific way. Therefore, the Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he come to a Muslim group, Muslims, halaqat, gatherings, each one half, one of them telling them, sabbihu ma'a say, subhanallah 100 times, kabbiru ma'a say, Allahu Akbar 100 times, hallilu ma'a say, la ilaha 100 times. And they have a small pebbles to count with. When Ibn Mas'ud, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he saw the Sahabi, he disliked that. Remember, they are in a masjid even before Fajr. What they doing? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, akbar, la ilaha illallah. They counting it with pebbles. With that, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu anhu, disliked that. Ankarahum. But he didn't say anything until he go to other Sahabi who is bigger than him, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and he tell him, he said, why you didn't talk to them? Say, intidara raik, to see your opinion. And then when the Sahabi come to him, he was very mad. When they saw he's very mad, they say, Abu Abdurrahman, Hassan, na'uddu bihi takbira wa tahleela wa tasbih. He's just a pebble. We count with the takbir, with la ilaha, with subhanahu wa la ilaha. What's the problem? He said, why you didn't count your bad deeds? I guarantee you, you will not lose your righteous deeds. They say, wallahi ma aradna illa al-khair. But wallahi, we didn't want but good. Our intention is good. Our intention is good. So now they're using ikhlas. They didn't think about mutaba'a, following. Ibn Mas'ud said, wa kam min murid lil khair lan yusib. How many who wants the good doesn't get it? Means, where is the following? Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, innakum la'ala hudan ahda min millati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or muftatihu bab al-dalal. It's one of two. Either you are upon a guidance, better than the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, or you are opening a gate of misguidance. Ya ikhwa, brother, sister, what these people they did? They're in the masjid, they are Muslims, they say subhanallah, they say alhamdulillah, they say Allah, what's wrong with them? Why the Sahabi so mad at them? Rather, he mentioned they think they are going to be Khawarij. And they become Khawarij. They are those who fight Ali radiallahu anhu after the death of Ibn Mas'ud about 6-7 years. The same people become Khawarij. He used the hadith of Khawarij. What they did? هنا بدعة إضافية. When you look in a way, they have a proof. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. But when you looked how they did it, this is the new way. Is this understandable? بدعة إضافية. This is the one most widespread. As Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned and others. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, the third line from the poem, he said, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ بَنَوْا مَنَازِلَ صَيْرِهِمْ بَيْنَ الرَّجَى وَالْخَوْفِ لِلْدَيَّانِ. They are the ones who build their stations of their journey between hope and fear in the one who recompenses. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ, those people who are people of Jannah, if they remain on that path, are those بَنَوْا مَنَازِلَ صَيْرِهِمْ, they build the stations of their journey between fear and hope. Between fear and hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They don't worship Allah Azza wa Jalla only upon fear. Nor do they worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala only upon hope, rather both. They fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and they have hope in Him and His mercy Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned many of His prophets in Surah Al-Anbiya, the Surah of Prophets, and praised them. Then He said, Subhanahu, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They used to pray to Allah while they have these two characteristics. رَغَبًا, desire, they want, they wish, وَرَهَبًا, and fear. أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. The more someone is close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the more he has these two characteristics. أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. They hope Allah's mercy and they fear His punishment. So the day you don't fear Allah's punishment, there's something wrong with your iman and you are not from those people who the Shaykh mentioned, they are heading to Jannah. And the day you don't have mercy of hope in Allah's mercy, you lost hope in Allah's mercy, you are not from those people who are heading to Jannah. Rather, you have both. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ الرَّبِّ. يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ, they fear the آخِرَةَ. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ الرَّبِّ, and they hope the mercy of their Lord. So to have fear in Allah and to have hope in Allah. Fear of Allah and hope in Allah. The Khawarij, they worship Allah Azza wa Jalla only upon fear. Therefore they say anyone who commits sin, he is a disbeliever. How he cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so great, Azza wa Jal. He disobeyed Allah, is a kafir. And the murja, they worship Allah Azza wa Jal only upon hope. Allah is most forgiving, Allah is kareem. Whatever they do of sin, iman is just the heart. And in Quran and Sunnah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Shaykh mentioned here, بين الرجاء والخوف للديان, between hope and fear, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يرحمك الله. When the person look his shortcoming, when you look your shortcoming, your mistakes, your fear that you will be punished for it. And when you look Allah's blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's azza wa jal mercy, Allah's forgiving, Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have hope in Allah's rahmah. When you do good deeds, you pray, you give sadaqah, you listen to the parents, you make them happy, you help a needy person, you recite Quran, you call someone to the good, you do a good deeds, you have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from you. And on the other hand, you fear that may not be accepted due to your shortcoming, due to your deficiency. On the other hand, when you do wrong, you fear because of what you did of sin. And on the other hand, you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Because Allah azza wa jal is, tabaraka wa ta'ala, has the description of rahmah, mercy. So when you look one side, you fear. When you look the other, you have hope. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ عَلَى مَعَصِي فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجِ. If you see Allah giving the person to his slave, he's giving blessings, he's in health, in safety, in provision, in a good life. And on the other hand, the person is disobeying Allah. Then no, it's because of istidraj. Allah wants to punish him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited then, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When they disregard and they ignore what they have been reminded, we open for them the gates of blessings. Until they were very pleased with it, we punish them suddenly. They have nothing in hand. So the believer, he fear when he look his shortcoming, his action, he fear. You are disobeying Allah. Allah is giving you all these blessings. It doesn't go together. فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. So he fear that Allah's descriptions, Allah's names, Hakim, the all-wise, the all-powerful, the justice. What does that mean? You commit a sin, Allah is justice. You commit a sin, Allah is strong. You commit a sin, Allah get angry. Now you fear the consequence and the effect of Allah's names and descriptions. As Allah mentioned in the ayah, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمْ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. If zalal and deviation happen to you after the bayinat come to you, the proof is the evidences. What happened? You deviate. فَعْلَمُوا. Then know إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ. That Allah is powerful and Allah is Hakim, the wise. So somebody is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is taking care of. Allah is giving him his mercy. Allah is giving him health. And disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be punished. So when you look that, you fear. But on the other hand, when you look Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generosity, Allah is kindness, Allah is forgiving, tabaraka wa ta'ala, such a way he forgave a woman who used to commit haram, a major sin, but she wore a dog. Allah forgave her, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mega from the people of Jannah. So when you look that, how many good actions you do in it, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, praying, sadaqah, good thing, you have hope in Allah's mercy. When on the other hand, when you look your shortcoming and Allah's names and descriptions, you fear. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shirakin alihi. والنار كذلك أخرجه البخاري. The hellfire, the paradise is close to one of you. Close to him than what? His shoes lies. Your shoes lies. Your shoes, how connected your shoes is. Paradise is closer to you than that. And the hellfire, the same thing. The hellfire, the same thing. So a believer to be between Raja wal Khawf. You never lose hope in Allah's mercy. Allah forgive you. Allah guide you to make you from the people of Jannah. And on the other hand, you never feel safe that Allah punish you and you become from the people of hellfire. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to guarantee his mercy and forgiveness. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.